Father, we thank you. Because you are Almighty God. In the past, through Israel, you have helped to rebuild the Holy Temple. And you tell the Israelites, it's not by power, it's by your spirit. And we hope that through your word, that you can reconstruct the church. And when we obey your word, our life can be rebuilt. Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When Israelites come out of Egypt, it was about in the year 1400
BC.
In the year 586 BC, Jerusalem was destroyed. So this, in this period of 900 years between Exodus and also the termination of Israelites, the Israelites has a common problem, that is idol worshiping. There occasionally there are some their leaders of the Israelites, so they may be fearful of God. For example, when Moses or David lead the Israelites, so the people will stop idol worshiping. But when the leaders died, and they start to idol worship again. God used various methods to warn the Israelites.
首先呢,就是这个国家分裂变成南国跟北国。
The first action was actually the Israel kingdom was split into two.
到公元前722年的时候,北国以色列给亚述去掳去了。
And in the year 722 BC, God used Assyria to destroy the northern kingdom. So the southern kingdom, the kingdom of Judah, when they see this, they will repent for a while.
但是当他们的王帝西斯加去世以后，犹太人又回到拜偶像的事情。
But when the king Hezekiah died, then the Jewish people start to worship the idol again.
其实我们基督徒跟以色列人呢有很多相似的地方。
Actually, our Christian today is very similar to the Israel people.
其中一样就是我们心里面可能都有偶像。
And we have idols in our hearts.
我们面对神的管教的时候呢，我们很多时候会暂时的悔改。
When we face the discipline of God, maybe we were repentant for a while.
但是呢，当环境顺利的时候，我们又回到从前的。
But then we restore our old style when we are doing good.
神面对这些很硬颈的以色列人，他就决定呢，把剩下来的犹大国也拔出来。So
for these stiff-necked Israelites, God actually decided to root out the remaining Judah kingdom.
所以呢在主前586年的时候就通过巴比伦这个国家就把他们掳去了。
So in the year 586 God used Babylon to let the Israel people to be exiled.
但是呢我们知道呢神没有放弃这个国家。
But we know that God did not give up the kingdom.
50年后呢神就通过这个波斯王塞鲁士去让以色列人呢可以回去耶路撒冷。
So about 50 years later, God used the Persian King Cyrus to allow the Israel to return to Jerusalem.
以斯拉基呢其实就是在这个时期所写的。
And the book of Ezra was recorded in that time.
当时呢就是所罗巴伯带领五万的以色列人回去耶路撒冷。
So first Zerubbabel led about 50,000 people return to Jerusalem.
但是呢回到去建殿建好根基以后呢 他们就遇到很大的攻击。
But when the foundation was laid and they met, they were encountered a heavy serious attack from their enemies.
所以呢到这个时候我们就会问以色列人会不会好像从前一样呢他们的复兴只是暂时之后又失败呢
So we may ask whether the Israel just like they did before this restoration is just temporary
那我们看以斯拉记的时候呢你就发觉这次没有
But if you read the whole book of Ezra you will find this time It's not.
他们不单只开始这个重建，他们还是完成了这个重建圣殿。
Not only they started to build the holy temple, but also they finished the work.
我们也知道呢，在以色列人的历史上面，从此以后呢，他们就不再拜偶像了。
We also know from the history of Israel, the Israelites no longer worship the idols.
你看福音书，看今天的犹太人，他们都。
If you see the Israel people in the Gospel book or in today's Israel, all the Israelites don't worship idols.
当我们看以斯拉记第四章的时候呢，我们就发现了以色列人当时其实面对敌人的攻击是蛮大的。
So if you read the chapter 4, the attack from the enemy for the Israelites is big.
以西拉记四章24节说于是在耶路撒冷上帝殿的工程就停止了 直停到波斯王大楼士第二年
So like Israel Ezra 4:24 that's the work on the house of God in Jerusalem came to a standstill until the second year of the reign of Darius king of Persia
也就是说呢，这些敌人阻挡了以色列人建殿呢，有16年这么长。
This is the same to say that the enemy of Israel blocked them from rebuilding the temple for the period of 16 years.
今天我们看第五、第六章，你就见到神因为以色列人的顺服呢，把他们的敌人的拦阻呢，去拿掉。
So chapter 5 and 6 of Ezra recorded the Israelites because they listened to God's word, God has removed their difficulties.
所以你可以说呢，以西拉记五到六章呢，是以色列人重建的一个开始。
So you can see that, you can say chapter 5 and 6 of Ezra is actually the beginning of the reconstruction for the Israelites.
只是有的时候呢，我们人的罪性也是好像一座山的这么大。
A lot of times, our sinful nature is just like a mountain.
但是我们的神可以拿移这个大山。
But our God can remove the mountain.
所以呢，我们看看呢，以色列人是怎么经历神拿移他们的大山的呢
？So let's look how God helped the Israel to move the mountains for them.
所以呢，那这一次呢，你见到呢，神为以色列人拿移大山。我们会问是怎么开始的
We may ask how does it start?
第一样就是当神说话的时候，人马上就顺从。
The first point, when God speaks, follow immediately.
五章的第一节说，那时先知哈该跟以多的孙子撒加利亚奉以色列上帝的名，向犹大和耶路撒冷的犹大人说劝你的话。
So Ezra 5, chapter 5, verse 1. Now Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the prophet, a descendant of Edo, prophesied to the Jew in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of God of Israel who was over them.
那么这两个先知讲了什么话呢？
So what did these two prophets say?
那么我们就又去到先知书里面去找出来。
So we need to find out from the book of prophets.
哈该书的第一章第二节里面说，万军之耶和华如此说，这百姓说建造耶和华的殿的时候尚未来到。
The book of Haggai, chapter 1, verse 2. This is what the Lord Almighty say. These people say the time has not yet come to rebuild the Lord's house.
那从表面来说呢，他们这样讲是很有道理的哦。
It appears that what the people are saying are reasonable.
因为他们没有钱也没有权。
Because they don't have the money, they don't have the power.
建圣殿是要很多钱的。
It needs a lot of money to build the temple.
所罗门是当时最有钱的王帝，他都花了七年才建了。
Even when King Solomon, who was very rich, it took him 7 years to build the temple.
我们知道呢，耶稣年代的这个圣殿呢，圣经说建了46年。
And in Jesus' time, King Herod, expanded the holy temple. He used 46 years of time.
那如果连这些王帝都要这么多时间才可以建好一个圣殿，我们一般普通的人怎么可能有这个钱？
Even the kings who has a lot to use and still need a long time to build, much less to say for the ordinary people.
还有我们要筹款很久才可以开始啊。
They need to take them for some time to raise the money.
那第二就是他们没有权去重建这个圣殿。
The second point is they don't have the authority to rebuild the temple.
建圣殿是违反当时波斯的法律。
To rebuild the temple is actually against the law of Persia.
所以呢，过了十六年呢，都没有人再提了要重建这个圣殿。
So after 16 years, nobody has ever asked why the holy temple has not been rebuilt.
他们可能告诉你，不是我不想了，但是我们这个时候还没到。
They may tell you, it's not because we don't want, it's because the time has not come yet.
但是哈该指出他们心里面的罪。
But Haggai has pointed out that their sins in their heart.
哈该书一章三到五节说，那时耶和华的话临到先知哈该说，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住在天花板的房屋吗？现在万军之耶和华如此说，你们要审查自己的行为。
Haggai chapter 1, verse 3 to 5. Then the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. It is time for you yourself to be leaving your paneled house while this house remains a ruin. Now this is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways.
其实我们人呢，很会找借口。
Actually, our people, our human, can find excuse everywhere.
我们能够为我们不侍奉、不灵修、不祷告、不奉献、不传福音，找到一个很漂亮的借口。
We can find excuse for us not doing a service, not doing devotion, not pray, or not offering, and not preaching the gospel.
但是里面的原因不单只我们自己知道，神也知道。
But the real reason, that not only we know, God knows as well.
所以呢，神就说，你们要审查自己的行为。
So God says, give careful thought to your ways.
最后神就警告以色列人。
Lastly, God warned the Israelites.
他说，你们
Why you live so unhappy and so unsatisfactory? Because God has blown away their happiness and their satisfaction away.
一章九节说，你们盼望多得，却所得的却少；你们受到家中，我就去催去。解释为什么呢？因为我的店荒凉，你们个人却不自己的房屋。解释万军之耶和华说的。So
chapter 1 verse 9, you expect much, but see, it turned out to be little. What do you brought home? I blew away. Why? Declares the Lord Almighty. Because of my house, which remains a ruin, while each of you is busy with your own house. I don't really know you are doing well in your work. And whether your marriage life is good or not. Or the children, the relation with our children, whether we, the more we ask them to be near, they try to run away.
很多时候呢，我们遇到这些生活上面的困难，我们就去书店里面找一本书去找一个方法去看看有怎么解决。
A lot of times when we're facing such difficulties, we may go to a bookstore to find to read something, so hopefully it can be resolved.
但是哈该告诉我们，这个可能是我们没有把神放在第一位的一个结果。
But Haggai reminds us, if we put ourselves into the first place, and this may be the reason.
神会把我们的快乐跟满足吹走。
And in doing that, God may blow our happiness and our satisfaction away.
第二个先知呢是撒加利亚。
The second prophet is Zechariah.
撒加利亚就警告以色列人，你不要效法你的。
Zechariah wants the returned Israelites, do not be like your ancestors. Why not be like their ancestors? Because God has sent prophets to warn them before, and they don't repent.
So in 1章第5节里面，神就说，你们列祖在那里呢？
So in chapter 1, 4, and 5, where are your ancestors now? And the prophet, do they live forever? So the first thing is to tell the Israelites,
神说你们不悔改,
if you don't repent, you will like your father. So they died and perished.
第二条问题就是，指出其实写些先知不会永远存在的。The
second point is that the prophet won't live forever.
有一天神的警告会停止。So
one day God will stop sending the prophet to warn them.
那么你们悔改的机会就没有了。And
then they no longer have the chance to repent, to be repent.
最后呢，神呢鼓励以色列人说。
Lastly, God encouraged the Israelites.
万军之耶和华如此说：我会耶路撒冷为石安，心里极其火热。所以耶和华如此说：现今我回到耶路撒冷，人是怜悯，我的殿必重建在其中，准行必拉在耶路撒冷之上。解释万军之耶和华说的。And
this is from Zechariah. Chapter 1, verse 14 through 16. This is what the Lord Almighty says. I'm very jealous for Jerusalem and Zion. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I will return to Jerusalem with mercy, and there my house will be rebuilt. And the measured line will be stretched out over Jerusalem, declares the Lord Almighty.
神的意思是说,
and what God means is now, God is having taken mercy on the Israelites. And God's mercy is actually the beginning of the rebuilding of the temple. So So when the Israelites listened to the reminder of the two prophets, they start to be responsive.
以色拉记5章2节讲, 于是撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯跟约萨达的儿子耶稣亚都起来动手建造耶路撒冷上帝的殿, 有上帝的先知在哪里帮助他们。
Ezra chapter 5 verse 2, then Zerubbabel son of Shealtiel and Joshua son of Jozadak set to work to rebuild the house of God in Jerusalem, and the prophet of God were with them supporting them.
哈该书里面记录了以色列人听到这个提醒后 24天后他们就开工了。
So it recorded after 24 days of the reminding from the two prophets, they restart the building the temple.
他在没有资源，没有政府批准的底下，他们就开工。
So they start without the resources and without the approval from the government.
但是他们有什么呢？就是有先知的帮助。
But they got the help from the prophet.
神为以色列挪移这个大山。
So God helped Israel to move the mountain.
是怎么开始的呢?
How did it start?
第一,就是当神说话的时候, 人马上的听从。
So the first thing is when God speaks, we should immediately follow.
有的时候呢,神的话好像 一根棒子一样。
A lot of times, God's word is just like a stick.
他可以就是通过他打你的时候就叫你醒过来。It
wakes you up when it strikes you.
但是有的时候神的话就好像一盏明灯一样。And
sometimes it's also like a lamp.
它是给人希望。It
brings hope to people.
如果我们是主的羊的时候，主的羊会听主的声音。If
we are the sheep of our Lord, we listen to what our Lord's call.
当我们立时的跟随的时候，神就会为我们拿移这个大山。If
we follow immediately, God will remove the mountain for us.
神拿移大山的第二步呢，就是遇到困难的时候坚持到底。The
second point is when difficulty comes, persevere to the end.
那当他们开始建造这个圣殿的时候，马上他们的敌人就来威胁他们。So
when they restart to build a temple, they immediately encounter the attack of the enemy.
当时何斯的总督达乃和士他波斯乃并他们的同党来问说，谁这样子给你们建造这殿，寿辰且长？ 我们便告诉他们建造这殿的人的名叫什么名字。That's
Ezra chapter 5, verse 3 to 4. At that time, Tanna, governor of Trans-Euphrates, and Shita, Bosnai, and their associate went to them and asked, who authorized you to rebuild this temple and to finish it? They also asked, what are the names of those who are constructing this building?
那为什么要问建造这殿的人的名字啊?
Why they are asking the name of the builders?
因为他们可能要告他们。
Because they want to seek to sue them.
这个是要恐吓以色列人，要他们停止建造。
So this is the threat the Israelites so that they stopped to rebuild the temple.
但是当我们遇到困难的时候呢，我们要坚持到底。But
when we face the difficult, we need to persevere to the end.
你看第五节里面说，上帝的眼目看顾犹大的长老，以致到总督等没有叫他们停工，直到马士就告大塞老士，得着他的回谕。
So that's what verse 5 says. But the eye of their God was watching over the elders of the Jews, and they were not stopped until a report could go to Darius and his written reply be received.
那你有没有见到呢? 他遇到困难的时候，他不计算他的损失，反而计算神的恩典。
So you can see that the author who writes this Bible, when he facing the difficulty, he's not counting his loss.
反而他计算神的恩典。
But he's counting the blessing from God.
他没有说，为什么我跟随神以后怎么倒霉啊？
He did not complain to God saying, why when I follow you, my life goes worse and worse.
反而他感谢神说，我的敌人让我们祭赎的见证。
Rather, they were thankful, and our enemy allowed us to continue our work.
那如果你有时间看第六到十七节的时候呢，你就发觉告以色列人的事情呢，不是他们非法渐渐。
If you have a chance to read verse 16 to 17, and you will find that the accusation these Israelites facing is not illegally building the God's house.
他们告以色列人是是作反作乱。
Actually, the accusation is rebellious.
所以呢，这一条是一条死罪来的。
And this is an accusation could lead the death penalty.
以色列人被告造反作乱。
The Israelites was accused of being rebellious.
那其实这个是一个很危险的一个罪名。
For them, it's a very dangerous accusation.
因为呢，波斯帝国呢，从538年开始呢，就有很大的一个变化。
After the year 538 before Christ, the kingdom of Persia has a big change.
那我们知道呢，538年这一年呢，就是塞鲁士容许以色列人回去耶路撒冷建圣殿。
And we know in the same year, Zerubbabel and Joshua led the Israelites to return to Jerusalem.
那么过到536年呢，他们就建好这个地基了。
And in the year 536, the foundation was laid.
但是呢，一直就停工，停了16年。
But then it stopped stand still and which is about 16 years.
为什么本来容许他们回去，过了两年以后又变成这样子？
Why first the king allowed the Israelites to rebuild the temple, but then it became unsupportive?
主要其中一个很重要的原因呢，就是这个萨鲁斯呢，在530年的时候突然去世。
The main reason is actually King Cyrus died in 530 BC.
那么他的儿子甘拜斯呢，就成为下一任的王帝。
And his son Cambyses took the power.
但是他的儿子不像他爸爸这么能干。
Cambyses was not as powerful as his father.
他不能控制当时的埃及。
He was not able to control the whole Egypt.
他去打这个埃塞俄比亚的时候又失败。
And the military campaign against Ethiopia was also a failure.
所以当时的波斯帝国很多地方就开始独立了。
So many places in the kingdom start to be seeking for independence.
到522年的时候呢，有一个人叫Gamata。
In the year 522, there's a man called Gamata.
那么呢，他就假冒是甘拜斯的兄弟，就计划谋朝篡位。
And this Gamata impersonates the brother of Gambas. His name is Smerdis, and he planned to seek the power.
那么甘拜斯就要从外国里面赶回来首都去救国。
So Cambyses need to rush to the capital to save his kingdom.
但是在途中呢，他就死掉了。
But he died while he was on the way.
所以你可以想象到，在这段时间里面呢，波斯帝国是很混乱的一段时期。
So you may imagine this is a very chaotic period. That's why a lot of places were seeking the opportunity to gain independence. That is also why the enemies of the Israelites accused the Israelites for being rebellious.
但是这个我们说，后来啊，甘拜斯他死掉了，但是他手下他有一个大将，就是大楼士。And
we know that King Cambyses died, and then there's a general whose name is Darius.
所以呢，他就把这个散会的这个
Darius actually assassinates Gamata.
So then he became the next king.
And Darius himself became the king of Persia.
So then, the
first year, when Darius was the king, the host kingdom was still unstable.
所以如果呢，这个大老师真的相信以色列人真圣殿是要独立的时候呢，其实这些以色列人是很危险。So
if King Darius believed that the Israelites trying to rebuild the temple was actually a rebellious, the life of the Israelites can be very dangerous.
但是呢，你看见以色列人当时的回答的时候呢，你就知道了他们心里面是很平安。But
if you see the response of the Jewish leaders, you will see that they have peace in their heart.
第十一节里面呢，他就这些以色列人说，我们是天地之神的仆人。
In verse 11. It recorded that they are the servants of God.
所以下一章就讲到，还有呢，他告诉这个王帝，回顾神怎么去怜悯他们，通过这个塞鲁士放他们回到耶路撒冷。So
actually, these people tell the Darius and recall what God has done for them.
最后。 他就希望这个大楼士，就是去寻找塞鲁士曾经所发给他们的这个圣旨。So
these people ask the king Darius to find out the original decree that allowed them to rebuild the temple.
那你知道我从塞鲁士到大楼士中，他们就如果哈。 我的意思是，塞鲁士是第一个王呢，大楼士就是第四个王，他们距离是蛮远的。So
if you look the history, you will find that King Cyrus was the first king of Persia, and then Darius is actually the fourth. There's quite a significant time between these dates.
你要找到这个文件其实不容易。It's
actually not so easy to find the record.
但是以色列人当时就是仰望神的这个保护。But
the Israelites actually look upon the protection of God.
所以他们坚持到。So
they persevere to the end.
那当我们遵守神的旨意的时候，我们一定会遇到困难。When
we obey God's command, we definitely will encounter difficulties.
我们就要学这些以色列人一样，我们要坚持到。So
we need to learn from these Israelites. So we should persevere to the end.
And
when we're facing the difficulty, we need to count God's blessing. We also rely on God's mercy. And we continue to work. When people are after listen to God's word and obey immediately, when we facing the difficulty, we persevere to the end. So actually, you can experience that God will remove the mountains for the difficulty you are facing.
整个建殿的工作里面，你看见神在背后。
For the temple to be finished, you actually can see God's work.
第一样事情呢，就是重建圣殿这个事情呢，是在大流士的第二年。
The first thing, they restarted the stop the work, is in the second year of King Darius.
如果是在第一年呢，第一年其实是波斯是非常混乱的一年。
If it happened in the first year, it would be very chaotic.
在波斯的历史记载啊，在这一年里面就有十多处的叛乱发生。
It was recorded in the first year of King Darius.There was a dozens of rebellions.
直到第二年的时候，波斯帝国才恢复这个平静。
And the peace returned only the second year of King Darius.
所以，如果当以色列人是在第一年里面去建造的时候，人家告以色列人的时候，可能这个王帝都会伤心。
So if the rebuild the stopped work, was in the first year of King Darius.King Darius would probably believe the accusation of the enemy of Israelites.
但是他们重建是在第二年开始。
But they started the work in the second year.
那第另外一个奇妙的事情呢，是我们看第六章的第二节，讲这个王帝去找这个记录。
The second miraculous thing is chapter 6 verse 2 recordwhere they find in the record.
那我们知道巴比伦的就是今天的伊拉克。
We know that Babylon is today's Iraq.
所以呢，他找这个记录呢，是从巴比伦开始。
So they were looking for a record of the decree in the city of Babylon.
但是最后在哪里找到？
But where they found it?
圣经说呢，在这个阿玛他。
The Bible tells it was found in the city of Ecbatana.
这个是今天的伊朗。
Ecbatana is in today's Iran.
原来呢，这个波斯帝国呢，它夏天的宫殿呢，就是在阿玛他城；冬天的王宫呢，才是在巴比伦。
Actually, the kingdom of Persia has two palaces.In the summer, it's in the city of Ecbatana, and in the winter, it's in the city of Babylon.
如果神不与以色列人同在,
if God was not with the Israelites,
这个王帝可能随便在这个巴比伦找一找，找不到，OK，那么你们说谎，我就把你杀死了。
The king of Persia may just look at it, the city of Babylon, and they could not find it.So they may use as, you know, he may not believe the Israelites. They killed the Israelites.
但是呢，神就是让这个王帝他不但只找他夏天的这个王宫，也找他冬天的这个王宫。
But God let the king of Persia not only search in Babylon, but also search in the city of Ecbatana.
还有一个奇妙的事情。
Another miraculous thing.
就是呢，这个大流士不单只找到以后呢，准许以色列人重建圣殿。
And not only King Darius approved the rebuilding of the palace.
他也防止其他人去拦阻他们。
He actually stopped anybody from deferring their work.
还有哦，他在圣经里面说，他要为以色列人付建殿的钱。
And also it says the king.Is paying for the cost of the building.
那么你说这些钱是从哪里来的？
Do you know where this money is coming from?
他圣经就说这是从合适的合适的款项里面拿出来的。
The Bible tells us that actually is the royal treasury from the revenue of the Trans Euphrates.
那么合适的住有什么人呢？
Do you know who live in the place Trans Euphrates.
圣经其实在前面就告诉我，就是以色列人的敌人。
Actually, the first few chapters tells us those are the enemies of the Israelites who live there.
神要他的敌人为他付钱。
God wants the enemy of Israel to pay for the cost of the builder.
最后，圣经说过了四年以后呢，在516年的时候，这个殿就建好。
The Bible tells us 4 years later, which is 516 BC, the work of the temple was finished.
你看见，其实神在这个事情的背后。
So you can see that God is behind the scene.
神呼唤以色列人去重建圣殿，的时候，其实他在之前已经工作了。
God actually works before He actually called the Israelites to start the rebuilding of the temple.
他通过大流士再次统一这个波斯帝国。
Through King Darius, who unifying the whole Persia again.
这个大流士也不怕以色列人造反。
So King Darius was no longer afraid of the rebellions from the Israelites.
但是如果以色列人当时没有听神的话的时候，他们不会见到神，为他们，拿移这个大山。
But if the Israelites did not start to rebuild the temple, through their faith, they would not experience God's work behind the scene.
我们教会有小组查经的。
In our church, we have Bible study groups.
我发现一个常常出现的现象。
Often I find a phenomenon.
就是比方说，我们花一个小时去查经。
For example, I spend about an hour to study a Bible.
那么我在一个小时里面，前面55分钟去找出，圣经对我们的要求。
So the first 55 minutes we spend is to find out what God wants us to do.
但是呢，到最后弟兄姐妹就有坚持的决定。
And then in the end, the brothers and sisters made a decision.
他们说，哦，这个太难了。
They will say it's too difficult to carry on.
结果大家一起放弃。
So everybody gives up.
我们又回到我们从前的样子。
And we go back where we were.
那没错啊，我们的罪性就好像一座大山一样。
Indeed, our sinful nature is like a big mountain.
但是你要记得，我们的神是拿移大山的神。
But remember, God is the God who moves the mountain.
对神来说，这个山不是一个很难移的一个事情。
For God, it's not difficult for Him to move the mountain away.
但是我们要做几样事情。
But we need to do a couple of things.
当神说话的时候，我们要马上的顺从。
When God speaks, we must follow immediately.
神可能告诉我们，不同的事情我们要改变。
God may tell us different things we need to be changing.
比方说可能，我们的婚姻关系破裂了。
For example, when we face a broken relation in our marriage,
但是神提醒你的东西呢，不一定是跟你面前的问题有直接的关系的。
What God tells us may not be directly related to the problem.
可能呢，神竟然提醒你，哦，你还没灵修，你现在要灵修了。
God may tell you that, okay, today you have not done your devotion, so you need to have your devotion.
那如果我们选择马上听神的话的时候，
So if we choose to listen to God's word immediately,
你就会见到神会改变你所遇到的困难。
So you will experience God help you to resolve the problem you're having.
那当我们马上顺从主以后，
After we obey God's command,
我们可能会遇到困难。
We may face difficulties.
但是我们要坚持到底。
But we need to persevere to the end.
遇到困难的时候，我们要数算神的恩典。
When we're facing the difficulties, we need to count God's blessings.
我们要仰望神的能力。
We will look up on God's mercy.
唯有坚持，我们才能够继续下去。
Only by doing this, we can continue on.
如果我们做到之前的两样事情的时候，你就会见到神拿移大山。
If we can do these two things, we will have experience that God removing the mountain for us.
因为神在撒迦利亚书4:6说，万军之 耶和华说，不是靠势力，不是靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。大善呢，你算什么呢？在所罗巴伯面前，你必成为平地。
Because God says in Zechariah 4, verse 6 to 7, not by mighty nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. What are you, mighty mountain? Before the rebel, you will become level ground. Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Because we enter the new year, we hope you will give us a new start. In the past, we have many bad habits that we cannot get away. But this year, we ask God to change us.Help us when we listen to God's word, we follow immediately. When we face the difficulty, we don't give up but persevere to the end. We believe by doing so, we can experience God removing the mountain for us.We thank you for listening to our prayer. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.